I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't get why more people aren't interested in this NBA Finals.
You know what it is? I think the Vegas line is skewing with my brain a little bit here, and I don't love when that happens, but sometimes it does. And I look at a 9-point dog tonight, and I know we can't count out Indiana. If anybody can't count them out, it's us. But there's something that's just lackluster about this whole entire thing for me.
I mean, is it the fact that Tyrese Halliburton is their best player and people still don't seem to respect Tyrese Halliburton?
No, if anything, I should be talking about how I don't think that the Thunder are an actual all-time NBA juggernaut the way that people are presenting it. And if I believe that, then you'd say the Pacers are way more in play than people want to give credit to. There's something about the series. I watch everything. I don't miss anything. I'll watch because it's on and I'm in front of a TV and I'll be there tonight. But it's just something about it. I already want the series to be over and it just started.
So I'm glad you mentioned just the expected competitiveness, because an overwhelming amount of people say what I feel like I was first on the moon with it. Like the second OKC locked in going to the NBA Finals, I was like, this is going to be a 5-game matchup. It's going to be OKC in 5. I will say, I'm glad you said that, because I do not care about market size. That is a media creation that people in Cleveland, well, I'm not going to watch it because it's OKC, meaning that we'd be more inclined to watch it if the Knicks were in it.
Oh no, yeah, I'm just worried about the competitive basketball that we're going to see. That's the real concern I have, and I'm trying to do everything in my powers to make sure that I don't let Vegas just warp my brain in thinking about this whole entire thing. But the Thunder, if they are the team that we thought they are and everyone's saying they are, then it shouldn't be much of a matchup.
All right, if the Pacers take game one,
that would be huge.
Does the series suddenly become interesting to people?
That would be huge. If the Pacers take game one, I don't know that it convinces people that the series will all of a sudden go 6 or 7 or anything, in some sort of magnificent way. But yeah, that'd go a long way.
So I ask that because this is where it does get real paper thin real quick. If the Thunder just blow the doors off the Pacers tonight, it's going to be hard getting up for game two.
For sure.
Like, I'm excited about the series going into it, and I don't think it's a very sports media, sports talk friendly series. Because
I mean, think about it. Stephen A. Smith didn't even know Jalen Williams' name until 7 days ago.
Which Michelle Beadle will tell you.
That's right.
And she'll tell you. And she'll tell you on Mad Dog Radio.
She's not doing good PR work for that man right now, is she?
Also, I don't know if anybody heard Chris Mad Dog Russo. If you guys didn't hear it, Stephen A. Smith is going to Mad Dog Radio, replacing Michelle Beadle's show with Cody Decker. And they let Michelle Beadle and her partner on air yesterday after announcing that they were getting murked in favor of Stephen A. And Mad Dog's takeaway today was, well, maybe we just shouldn't let him on air after we fire him. Yeah, you think?
Quick sidebar, if they decided to replace us with somebody, you want an email first? You want to, maybe somebody should tell us that maybe?
Or just, you know.
Maybe?
Listen, local radio's usually done this. you get silenced before you have anything to say.
You know what, though? I'd kind
pretty
of
historically accurate.
Well, let the bosses know. That's how I want it. If you're telling me that I'm gone, I don't. Why? What am
so
I going to do?
You want to be at like Pesci at the end of Casino?
No, you never want to be Pesci at the end of Casino.
Isn't that the one where not Casino?
That's where he gets buried alive.
No, Goodfellas.
Oh yeah.
You think you're being a made man? You just walk in and then, pew,
done.
Pew, pew, pew.
Exactly. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, and just done. Yeah. You know me. I mean, I wear everything on my chest. I can't hide it. I'm awful at like hiding my feelings, as you've seen. So I would just be. I would be miserable if I found out I was fired, and then told to do jobs or to do shows. I'd be miserable.
I don't know how much they're paying me.
Every reference I would have would go back to me losing the job and why I felt it wasn't the right decision. And I'd be like, Aaron Rodgers just took the job with the Steelers. Speaking of people giving another chance, I hope I get another chance one day because this company just let me go.
Just let it be known for the bosses here. My partner was in rehab for 3 months.
Not me, by the way.
Didn't hear a damn word from old boy Nick Dubs, all right? He just kept cashing those checks. Keeping his head down. He didn't have to murk old Nicky Dubs there. All right. That means I'll just keep taking the money as long as you want to give it to me. That's the point.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. Now, is this the difference between doing shows and keeping the money or them just letting me go and I get no money in the 3 month process?
Mm.
No, even within that, I would just do a horrible job. I would do a horrible job. You need to just let me go when it happens.
Now, in fairness, I don't know how the hell we got here.
I don't know either. Oh, Stephen A. Smith, not knowing who third best player on the Thunder, arguably second best player in the Thunder is.
On
a 68 win team, and he's the NBA guy.
So I really am. I think what's interesting is like, I think some people view this series as a turning of the page, meaning when we've had people on, it's, well, this is when the Thunder get theirs, and then the Thunder are the new team of the moment, and that's going to be the new mini dynasty. And that might come to fruition. But I think to me, that's also adding a layer of interest here. Like, I'm hoping the Pacers win. Because I don't like, I think the Thunder, it's almost too easy for the Thunder because they haven't really had to make the hard decisions. Like, they've kept Holmgren, never had to trade him. I think they're just about to pay Williams. SGA got paid, but like that, like their most painful decision is, are we going to trade Josh Giddey for Alex Caruso? Like, I there's a part of me that's like, you got to make a Kevin Durant trade. You got to make some trade that risks bearing your booty in public. Because you know you got to win. You can't win a title without it.
I mean, this is the result of, in hindsight, just turned out an ultimate NBA trade fleece is all that is. And listen, the Clippers had to do what they had to do. But when you get SGA and then he morphs into who SGA is, like you're benefiting from all of that in a way where they set up for their draft picks. They set up to have more picks than anybody, and they're not even using them right now.
So I think that's the point. If OKC loses in these finals, they're going to be in a spot where it's like, all right, the Pacers were as good of a team as you're going to face, meaning like that's as easy of a potential matchup as possible talent-wise in the NBA Finals, where Tyrese, people in the NBA don't even seem to think like he's a superstar. Whether it's Holmgren, whether it's Williams, like you're going to have to trade for that next, you have to make your Donovan trade.
Okay, but if they win, then they're going to fall into this this false belief that they've created a juggernaut, and I just don't believe that's true. But I'll have no evidence to support my other side of this this take, because when you win 68 games and you mow yourself through the postseason, one tough series against Denver, and that was it. Outside of that, they basically just ran through everybody. Like, they're, when this is done, if they go 5 games against the Pacers, they'll be looked at like the 96 Bulls. They'll be looked at like some of the very best teams the NBA's ever had.
I think
which is
interesting.
Wild, because I just don't think they're anywhere close to that.
I think in part of the discussion about, you know, is this an interesting NBA Finals, I think what's really interesting to me is there's just not more hatred for the Pacers. Like, granted, it was Pacers versus Knicks. All right, that is, hey, would you like Satan to win or would you like Satan to win? Actually, no, the Pacers aren't Satan, even though we're still not happy with the way that series went and we think Mathurin's a D. But I do think it's really interesting. Like, usually if you get beat in the second round of the playoffs or even the Eastern Conference Finals, this town will hate watch an NBA Finals. Like, all friends are like, hey, I don't even know who this team out of the West is. I don't even know who SGA is, but I want to see them put boots to booties on this Pacers team. And I don't even feel like we're getting that.
No.
I feel like the gradual takeaway has become with the Cavs. Now, we failed more than they succeeded. And so it's even taken the mickey out of trying to get excited for this NBA Finals. And again, not for me. I'm incredibly excited. But I can't find anybody to talk about the Finals.
Yeah.
Like, ahead of it. Like, every time I'm like, hey, man, what do you think about the Finals? Like, Thunder and five. It's whatever.
I saw Craig Carton on Lateral Hazard earlier today. He was talking about how he thought that this Pacers Eastern Conference run was one of the easiest in NBA history. Because he was like, the Cavs were injured. You ended up going through a Knicks team that was incredibly flawed. And he went through the whole gauntlet of it. And I was like, no, if anything, I give the Pacers credit for the gauntlet that I feel like they went through. Like, I don't look at this as like an easy path or anything like that for them. They're just not a team we discussed an absolute ton throughout the season as being this mega squad. And here they are.
I would love to know year over year if that was the same take for Boston last year.
Well, so that's why
I think Boston was the much more legitimate conversation.
That's the obvious clapback, and again, went very viral last year when the host in Boston were like, this is the easiest. Does it even count the same because it's so easy and everything associated with it? But it just something's off here. I can't quite pinpoint it. I don't know if it's the Vegas line. I'm not sure. Something's off. I'm just not overly excited for this game one matchup.
216-474-0092. So the NBA Finals do start tonight in OKC, Pacers versus Thunder. And the question here is just how interested in the NBA Finals are you this year? I don't think they're going to have good ratings. So, and I honestly do think it's more because of the way people perceive this series. I'm just going to tell you, if that's the only way you gauge these NBA Finals, you've already failed an analysis for the NBA Finals.
If it's just like, hey, I need the Lakers, I need the Knicks, I need a big name, I need a big brand.
Because that is, I mean, Jason McIntyre, who is hack as hack can be. Like, that guy.
We're taking a lot of media shots in this segment,
I'm just going to tell you, I really wish that I could fail up the way that clown could fail up. No respect. No respect for Jason McIntyre.
Called him a clown.
Am I wrong?
I'm not calling him a clown.
Oh, yeah. One of us has some guts, I guess.
I'll bail on that one, yeah.
But yesterday, I prefer super teams. What a take. Yeah. What a take, man. It takes a lot of analysis to prefer.
He's a New York kid that now works in Los Angeles. What do you expect him to say?
To me, it's the same thing. I don't know. Evolve an opinion that's interesting. I know that's too hard. He's miniature Skip Bayless. But I do think, like, specific to this, man, I'm going to tell you, there are going to be a lot of takes about small market. I mean, even Adam Silver tried to get ahead of that yesterday, and they're all dumb. Like, this is for all the people who go, oh, got to have big markets out there. This is why the league's always loaded up big markets. I'm so glad I'm going to be at the cabin next week, because if it does go in five, I just don't have to hear that crap.
No, but the problem with this team is it's not the market size or anything associated with it. It's the idea more that the Pacers kind of snuck up on a lot of people as far as being this good, and the Thunder have only been, I mean, this is year two of them being considered one of the better teams in the West. It's not like they've been living in the top of the West standings for years on end. And so I think it takes a little bit of time. You have to have that exposure for a lot of NBA fans to really get used to a team, to get excited for a team, to watch these guys as often as possible. And the Pacers didn't have that exposure. Thunder have, but it's been a short amount of time, and the Pacers certainly haven't.
So this is why it's tough. I got to root for the Pacers. I can't root for OKC. They're formerly the Seattle Supersonics. I can't root for that ownership to benefit after what they did to the city of Seattle with the Sonics. And quite honestly, I think Sam Presti's bad for basketball. I think Sam Presti and the asset hoarding that is going on in OKC, I think it is bad for basketball. I think it makes the draft less interesting. And overall, the idea that his success will just lead to more teams trying to copy that, nah, I'm out on it.
I'm rooting for the Thunder because I still feel bad for their fan base after the trio that left and Durant and Westbrook and Harden and how they thought they had this big super team and they made it to the NBA Finals. And then when they left, they just thought they were just going to waste away in this NBA world that does not reward teams like that. And it was impossible to build a team that would win 68 regular season games, etc. And I'm happy they've done it. I'm happy they pulled it off.
Is this an interesting NBA Finals? Browns legend Eric Metcalf will join us coming up in 5 minutes. We'll ask him about his thoughts on Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh and what it might mean for your Cleveland Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. the Browns, try to figure out their quarterback. We have a Browns legend on here in just 1 second to talk about the state of the Browns and Rodgers signing in Pittsburgh. And the National High School Football Hall of Fame weekend is coming up in Canton, Ohio. I don't know why I said Canton, Ohio. You know where Canton is. At the Zimmerman Symphony Center, June 13th through the 15th. It's the third annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony to honor those who helped foster the legacy of high school football. For more information, tickets, and a list of inductees, those are all available at NHSFootballHOF.com. Eric Metcalf, Browns legend, now joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, hey, very, very good. Always great to have you. Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I immediately said they're winning the division. What's your thought on the impact of Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh?
I've been talking to all kind of people about it before it ever happened, and I was like, I hate to say it, but he could really help them because I feel like he has enough talent and skill. We know he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, that all they needed was somebody to stabilize that position. And with him in there, they'll protect him, they'll run the football, and they'll play good defense, so they'll always have a chance to win, which we've seen over the course of Mike Tomlin's career.
How much you think their offense will change? Typically, you know, they run the ball an awful ton, and they kind of limit what the passers do. But with Aaron Rodgers, you obviously don't want to do that.
I don't think you want to do it, but I think that's just who they are, and that's what they will do. I mean, of course he'll be Aaron Rodgers, and he'll have to make some plays. But I think it bodes well for him to run the ball more because now he doesn't have to stand back there and take the chance of getting hurt. And so with that, he always brings something special to the table, and there's some things that you can do in your passing game, but I think they stay as a running team that just is able to pass the ball well at times.
All right, Eric, I don't know how to do this. I know we want to get to the Browns talk with you, but last time you were on with us, you let us know you were a Knicks fan, and how you holding up there, fella?
I'm not good, but I'm good. You know, because I'm not good, but I'm good because For me, as a Knicks fan, and I'm
Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A lot of people may disagree with me, but I wasn't really a Tibbs fan. And so I think now you get a new voice. You get somebody who can maybe take them over, get them over the hump. The one thing I really want to happen as a Knicks fan is make some trades, and I want KD to be a New York Knick. And then, because that's the score that they needed. They need another score besides Brunson. Can't just give Brunson the ball and say go score, and that's why the Pacers were able to beat them.
Could you find a score that isn't 157 in basketball years?
Hey, can you find a scorer who's only 20 in basketball years who can score better than him?
That's fair. Yeah, that's fine. That's a fair rebuttal.
Okay. Eric, let's get to the Browns here. Who do you think is going to start week one at the quarterback spot?
I think Joe Flacco. I think, you know, he has a familiarity with Stefanski and the offense, and they know what they can and can't do with him. I mean, if it doesn't go well, then I think one of the young guys starts. But as of right now, looking at it, I would think, and I would hope, unless somebody just outshines him by a lot in preseason, which I don't see how you get the opportunity to do so, but unless that happens, I think Flacco starts.
So there's another name in the quarterback derby there, Shedeur Sanders. He's the fifth-round pick. There comes a lot of hoopla with Shedeur. I'm just curious, like, what's been your read on not just them drafting him, but all the circus that surrounded him throughout the entirety of the draft process?
Well, for me, I think going into it, it was more about his dad than him. You know, I mean, because I think when he was Shedeur's agent, and I don't think people or teams wanted to deal with having to deal with Deion as an agent and a father. I mean, if you're just a father and you talk like Deion and you act like Deion, which he's one of the best to ever do it, then okay, we can accept that because we don't have to negotiate with him. We don't have to listen to him if his client isn't playing. But when Deion is the agent as well, I think. I don't think teams really like that, and so that put them in a peculiar situation where they might not have thought he was special enough where we'll still take him. I mean, because if they did, he wouldn't have trailed to the fifth round. But now that he's fallen to the fifth round, the Browns got him. I think he's a talented football player who can come in and do good things if given the opportunity.
What do you make of the Browns taking two running backs and their styles between Judkins and Samson?
Well, I like it. I mean, because it's, you know, we always need a change of pace. And when we played, it was K-Mac and myself, or K-Mac and EB when they played, the guys who did things differently. So that gives the offensive staff and play callers opportunity to do things to diversify the offense with who's in that game. If one guy might be a pounder kind of guy that you run in between the tackles a lot, the other guy might be a guy who catches the ball and can run sweeps a lot. And so when you have a lot of guys who can do multiple things, it bodes well for the team.
Eric, I'm curious. So much of the Browns' messaging this offseason is, hey, we're going to get back to who we used to be. We're going to get back to Kevin Stefanski's offense, the wide zone blocking scheme. We get back to the defense we had 2 years ago. How likely do you think all that is going into this year, trying to replicate what you did 2 years ago?
If I'm Stefanski, it's very likely because that's what got me wins. When we try to change up and do a lot of different things, we didn't win too many games and we weren't in the playoffs. And when you're talking about a coach, not winning will get you fired. And so if that's the best chance that you have of winning games going back to what you were doing, I think that's what you do. And so, and that's what I've always said. Do what you do because that's what got you the coaching job. That's what got you the playoffs a couple of times, and that's who the Browns are. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Be who you are and make people stop it. Just make adjustments to it when people are playing against it pretty good.
What do you make of the idea that the Browns likely aren't bringing back Nick Chubb and it feels like he's going to have to find another team?
No, that's a tough one. I mean, because Nick, the person, the football player, you have to love him as a guy who showed up to work every day, didn't no hassles, no problems, and just worked and played good football. But then it's the position, the running back, where people think you can just plug somebody in, and he's had a few injuries, and he's getting older. So I understand if he doesn't come back, because that's just the way it is.
Eric Metcalf from the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's with us on behalf of the 3rd Annual National High School Football Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. That takes place next weekend, June 14th at 6 p.m. The ceremony honors the outstanding and unsung players and coaches of high school football. It all takes place in Canton. Tickets and a list of inductees available at nhsfootballhof.com. We've talked a lot about the culture with the Cleveland Browns. I think that's synonymous with wins and losses, obviously. But can you have a winning culture without winning more than you lose?
It's tough. it's very tough. I think you know, people know that this franchise and this team and this staff have won there in Cleveland. People know that. And so I think people can come there and believe that there's always an opportunity to win because of what they've done. I mean, it hasn't been consistent, but because you have won games, you feel good about if things go right, you can win. And I think they can put it together with this team. I think it's a matter of shoring up the offensive line, making sure guys can stay healthy, which we haven't been able to do for the last few years, and getting the defense to playing like they were a couple years ago. And then you win some games, and that's when people start to believe, and then you get free agents who want to come in, and you start to build something. It's about getting momentum, but our consistency hasn't been there, and that's why you don't look at it as a winning culture.
You played for Bill Belichick. Are you surprised at the amount of attention that is around Bill Belichick and who he dates?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all. I mean, when you talk, Bill's an older guy. He has a young lady, and so and who he is, he's won a bunch of Super Bowls, so he's in the light, and so people know who he is. So when you see him doing things, especially in this day and age of social media and everything, people are always going to pay attention to what someone else is doing, especially a guy who knows like he is. And so I'm not surprised that people pay attention to it. I don't understand why they do, because it's really not their business, but, you know, to each his own.
Could you, when you played for Bill Belichick, have ever seen him date a woman 50 years his younger?
Well, not at that time.
That would be illegal.
That would be wrong.
You're not wrong.
That would be very wrong.
but you know, it's just knowing him like I do, Bill was more fun and funnier than he let out to be on the news and in interviews and everything. So knowing him like I do, it wouldn't surprise me if at the time he was older, this age now, and he was single, that this could happen.
So I guess it's interesting. I think Bill's going to have a lot of success in college. I do. He's just a really bright guy. I think he can adapt. I think they gave him everything he wanted. I'm just curious, like, when you look at that, Bill Belichick having not coached in college in over 50 years, now going back to college as a 73-year-old head coach, like, what do you think is the make or break part of that? What do you think of coach going back to college?
I think for him, it's first and foremost, is how much NIL money the school is going to be able to put it behind it. And then when you get past that part, I think the fact that Bill, Lombardi and all those guys have been in the NFL where players are trying to get will help them out a lot. They will be able to sell the fact that they know how to get you to the NFL and what it takes to be that player. And so I think they'll do a good job. But once again, it's about can you keep players, can you get players with the way NIL and transfer portal is working now.
So obviously you played your college ball at Texas. Browns and Arch Manning, is it a match made in heaven, or you feel like Arch Manning will stay maybe another season after this one and the Browns won't have a shot there?
So you're just assuming the Browns are going to lose.
Well, is that not a fair assumption? Or are we Eric, you got a 9-win team here?
I don't know how many wins they have, but I don't think they'll be in the top five picks this year. Okay. I don't think so. I don't. Maybe I'm being a little zealous, but I don't think they'll be a top five pick. But Arch Manning, I think he comes out after this year. I mean, I think he's done enough in the little time that he played subbing in for Quinn Ewers that people know that he's an athlete and he can go out there and play the position. Now he gets a year to run the show full time, and they're currently ranked number one in some polls and then picked to win the national championship. And so if he does that, I think, or even gets them really close, and it's because of him, I think that he comes out.
All right, Eric, we're taking NBA Finals predictions today. What you got?
Look here. I'm a Knicks fan, so I hate the Pacers, but I'm from Seattle,
yep.
So I'm supposed to hate OKC also, because that's our team.
Yep, you're in a bind.
Right, I'm in a bind. And so my Seattle people would not like this, but I think OKC is going to win, and that's who I really would want to win, because I'd rather see them win than the Pacers.
As a Knicks fan, do you think Timothée Chalamet is cool, or do you feel like he's overplayed?
I think he's cool. I just think he's cool just because of what he does in the movies and how he acts, especially as Bob Dylan. He's real cool, right?
That's so a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was. Yes, I like that. I like how he acts. So I think he's a cool guy. You can go from Bob Dylan, you can be Wonka, you all over. Or you can be in Dune, right?
All right, but all right, here's a problem, Eric. Here's a problem, Eric.
Like
he was he grew up in the Bronx. He summered in France, and he acts French. I just feel like we got an identity crisis with our boy Shalamama Ding Dong there.
Hey, I feel like we all have an identity crisis at some point, so it's okay.
I'm about to be 40. That makes sense to me.
If only my identity crisis got me a Jenner.
Right.
Eric, great stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much. Eric Metcalf there, Browns legend. He was not touching the Jenner thing. He was not doing it. There are two things on Eric Metcalf's no-fly list. It was the Jenner thing, and it was the Jordan Hudson thing.
I thought he answered both. I thought we got all we needed and then some.
So Eric joined us on behalf of the National High School Football Hall of Fame Week in Canton, coming up June 13th through the 15th. It's the third annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony. If you want to find more out about that, NHSFootballHOF.com. We'll react to what he had to say. And it's time that we come clean about the abuse of Anthony Nalant in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Very rarely in radio do you get to pull off like a flawless prank, like a flawless messing with someone. And JP, am I out of bounds to say that that is what transpired today?
Well, someone usually breaks.
Yeah.
The problem with most bits is no one really has the gumption to just kind of see it through, because you want to throw a lifeline to somebody. You want to save them a little bit. And I felt like what happened in this scenario is that you were very committed to the bit. And once I noticed you were taking it serious, one of your big offenses in life is a bit killer.
Yeah.
So I was not going to be the bit killer. I had to continue on.
That's
the
friendship
bit.
Right there. You knew my no-fly list.
I'm here to serve, you know?
So it was kind of set up perfectly, though, because earlier today, Anthony Nalant, our intrepid 2020 part-timer, he had sent out a tweet. The caption, the picture that's going around social media that Baskin and Phelps fans, and it's of a less than enthused Jeff Phelps. Angry Phelps, as we're now going
to
deem it.
And we've gotten a couple responses to our videos, by the way, with that reaction, that like that gif, and I think it's really funny.
So it's pretty funny. I do. If instant brownie points
Jeff,
with Nick Wilson.
Jeff looks pissed. It's great.
He does. He just looks, because it's so
he
funny.
It's like I'm disappointed, and I've never been more disappointed in my life.
Because Ornery and Angry Phelps are two of my most favorite on-air versions of Jeff Phelps.
Oh, it is great.
And so, you know, we're in here right before the start of the show, and in between the first segment of the show, and Keith tees it up flawlessly, because knowing that Anthony Elant is a little... Look, gullible, he goes, hey, you might want to talk. You may want to like have a conversation with Jeff Phelps, because he was pretty upset about that picture being out there.
And I mean, Keith is the boss.
Yeah.
So, if anybody's going to come tell you, like, hey, you did this wrong. And listen, we've had bosses previously that have told me to take all sorts of things that I thought were innocuous off of Twitter.
Yeah. So, me as well. So all of a sudden, I smell blood in the water. And at what point, how when you first heard what Keith said, Anthony, how sure were you that it was a bit?
Oh, 100%. Because he's done this to me before.
Yeah. And so what I immediately sensed, like, he might kind of believe this. So I was like, oh, you don't want to do that with Jeff.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jeff is old school. And so then JP hops in. And basically we concoct this whole idea of like, you can't wait till you're in the next time to smooth it over. That'll be too late. Jeff, you need to call him right now, and you need to get to the bottom of this so that he can take things very personally. Mm-hmm. Jeff is an old school guy. There's a certain way you do it as a broadcaster. And Even Mac, I don't remember what the assist was. Mac had a little assistant. Do you remember, Anthony?
Yeah, he just said something like, you know, sometimes this just happens. It's okay.
Which is such a great...
That's a good drop in.
It's such a great Mac drop because he's just trying to be supportive, but it also means nothing.
Yeah.
So, like, that's... Like, Mac can be the king of, like, weird caution or, like, support because he's not sure how to act in scenarios.
At any point, is it alarming to you that, like I think most people in a group of four, we would have at some point been like, just messing with you. But with you, we all wanted to see this through.
Yeah.
I'm terrified now.
Yeah, yes. Okay, good, okay.
That's a good read. Keith did want a break, and I saw Keith wanting a break, and that's when I went full Daniel Day-Lewis. I committed to the bit. I was not letting... I needed you to call Jeff Phelps. Well... We have the audio of Anthony Allant thinking Jeff Phelps is pissed at him, calling Jeff Phelps, and here we go.
This is Anthony from 92.3. How are you doing? I was told that I might have sent something on social media that you were upset about, so I wanted to call and apologize, say that it was stupid of me to... post that photo, and I apologize for that. Okay.
So, Jeff Phelps immediately lets you off the hook. My favorite part about this is you do the thing that everybody who feels guilty instinctively does, where you over-explain in front. You don't just go in like, hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I like how he explained from 92.3.
Yeah, that was another great one. The idea that you're like, yeah, I just want you to know I took it down. The picture's gone. I didn't mean to. Like, you didn't even, like, you did, you were, here's how I know that you had bought the bit, hook, line, and sinker, is you over-explained how you didn't mean to do something instead of just being like, hey, the guys were razzing me. You're not perhaps mad at me, are you?
No, I was fully convinced that I was about to get shelled out by Jeff Phelps.
Like, it was shelled out?
Like, I was about to get put through the ringer by him.
You know,
I was fully convinced. My heart was pounding going into that
room.
Was he
like, I have no idea what you're talking about?
Verbatim.
Then did you try to explain as if like to be like, how do you not know what you're talking about?
Or did you immediately just knew you were cooked?
Or you hit the eject button and was like, oh, okay.
Was the wheels turning of Keith saying that Jeff doesn't even have Twitter because of these sorts of things. And then I was like, if he doesn't have Twitter... How the heck did he see this? And he was doing a show before then when I tweeted it. So, and then that was the whole like, I think I got God here again.
How did you finish the conversation? Did you just go, well, okay, I guess I got bad information and hang up?
I think I followed it up right after that with like, are you sure? Like, because I wasn't sure if he was in, like, and Keith texted him like, hey, Anthony's about to call you. Just, you know.
So the problem here is that you really did post a photo of him on the internet, though. It's not like, I mean, if he comes in tomorrow, he might actually be mad about it.
If he sees the photo, he hasn't seen the photo yet. That's a good point.
Photo's gone from my account.
Wait, you deleted the photo?
I deleted it as I was walking in because
it was. Did somebody tell you to delete it? Or you just a coward?
I said, okay, I have now been told by my boss, who I love and respect.
Did anyone screen grab it? I'd love to show it to Jeff tomorrow.
I mean, it's all over all of the commenters on almost every video.
Yeah, but it's going to hit different if he sees at Anthony Allant on there, whatever For your sure. dumb Twitter handle is. Don't you have like a 3 in there?
Was this going to be your thing, by the way? Were you just going to screen grab shots of all the hosts and
just kind of put them out there? I grabbed it the other day and I was waiting for something that I disapproved of. And the Jaren Duran trade proposal was something I disapproved of. So I thought, haha, funny. We can put that in there.
And it was funny.
Oh, it was very funny.
I liked it a lot.
That's the best part about this is we nailed you on a bit laugh. That we both thought was really funny and then still made you wildly uncomfortable.
I was more scared than I've ever been at a job before. I really was.
Why? What was going to happen?
I don't know, but like Jeff is such a nice guy. And
photos of him out and putting him out there on Twitter.
I didn't make the photo.
Sounds like you really like him.
You just took the photo, even lazier.
A valid listener, a devoted listener took the photo and I just reposted it. But like, if that's the guy I'm going to piss off, like who else am I going to anger here? That's what I was worried about.
What are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Really? That he's really nice.
And what does that make everyone else?
That we're not nice?
Like two guys hosting right now. Like, what does that make us?
Yeah. What do you think about us?
Awesome and incredible people, and I respect you very much. Which is why when you two jumped on the bit as well, I was like, oh boy, like, you know, I've worked with these guys a lot recently. I think they like me. Like, this is bad.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was a lie.
No, we actually, by the way, we do really like you. That's why we did this to you. Yeah, the ones we don't like, we just leave alone.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any other, and not from a likability standpoint, but if there's any other part-time update anchor that I would have let the joke follow through with.
Is that in a good way, right?
I mean, I was melting.
I feel like I would have had to, if it was like Matt Corrale, I would have had to be like, Matt, they're just messing with you,
yeah,
man.
I
like Matt, but I would have been like, Matt, they're messing with you.
Matt would have melted into a puddle. Like, I was melting internally.
What did you melt into there?
Internally.
Somehow it's funny when you melt, though. Yeah, I don't know why. Other people, it's like, I feel really bad for him.
Well,
you,
I get
funny.
Clammy. I get stammered.
It's like, very obvious. And then you do things like not know how to tell people bye when you leave a conversation. Like, it's really funny.
Hey, that was a lot of fun. Let's do it again.
Let's not.
No, I don't think we had fun.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys had fun. I'm so glad I can not be your court jester and just entertain. Do I amuse you?
Yes. Yes, you do. You are a clown. Yes.
Hey, we're having a good time.
But no, I mean, you amuse me. You amuse JP, Mac, Keith. I think Jake's enjoying this. More people had fun at your expense than possible.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, thank you for being a good sport, buddy.
You're welcome.
And Jeff, seriously, call him. He's really pissed at you. The Lead, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.